This is China 360 on the Voice of America with me, Michael Lippin, bringing you a new podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. Our topic for this week's China 360...
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing. It's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
Strong words from presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, and an escalation of his campaign rhetoric, which has been sharply critical of China's massive trade surplus with the United States, which stands at $365 billion. You might think Trump's approach would infuriate the Chinese, but think again. U.S. news site Politico published an article on May 8th with the title, "Why China's Not Afraid of Donald J. Trump." It says Chinese state media and social media users actually have become more supportive of Trump lately. Politico points out that China's state-run Global Times news site published a March survey of its readers, showing that 54% of respondents like the Republican presidential candidate. It also says Trump supporters on Chinese microblogging site Weibo have formed popular groups with names like Trump Fan Club and even Great Man Donald Trump. How could that be?
First of all, Trump is a businessman. He's very rich. And currently, I think Chinese really admire rich people, and especially businessmen.
That's Kucheng Fang, a Chinese PhD student researching Chinese media at the University of Pennsylvania. He says many Chinese who know about American politics admire Trump as someone who built his own wealth rather than inheriting it, as some of China's rich people do. But what about Trump's rape remarks and his threat to impose a 45% tariff on Chinese imports? Aren't Chinese people worried about a possible Trump presidency?
Trump has criticized China much, but Chinese people tend to think that this is just a strategy. So most of Chinese people believe that as a businessman, the most important thing for you is to make money, right? So as a businessman, you have to favor China to be friendly to China because we have a biggest market.
Trump's Chinese fans not only believe he'll be good for bilateral trade if he becomes the U.S. president, Fang says they also like his talk against radical Islam and his ideas for how to deal with it.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Why would Chinese people agree with sentiments that many American Muslims and others consider to be anti-Muslim and racist? UPenn researcher Fang says many Chinese don't see Trump's ideas as offensive because they know little about minorities.
Officially, China has 56 ethnic groups, but Han is a dominant majority, and more than 90% of the population is Han ethnicity. So most Chinese live in a single ethnic environment. They don't realize the privileges they enjoy as majority groups. So they don't understand why minority groups need to fight for their rights. And what they know is only the terrorist attacks from Uyghurs, and that students from minority groups can get extra points in the national college entrance exam. So I think this is a very important reason why those better educated Chinese share this anti-Muslim, anti-political correctness sentiment with Trump.
There are other theories out there as to why many Chinese like Trump. Here are some that I found posted on Facebook and Twitter in response to Politico's report. From Facebook user Chris K. China and Russia like strong leaders, and they know that Trump will be less likely to start a war with them, in contrast to likely Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, whom Kay calls a neoliberal crazy. Here's another theory from Twitter user Zero Chrome X, whose handle is @Navat. Donald Trump is a great source of comedy for the Chinese. They love buffoons. And one more, courtesy of Facebook user Michael Fiamano. Why would China be afraid of Donald Trump? China is slowly overtaking the U.S., And the Chinese know that Trump is just the final nail in the Americans' coffin. What do you think? Let me know on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, and let's get the conversation going. I'm so happy that you could listen to this podcast, and I invite you to come back next week for another China 360 on the Voice of America.